This oral history was recorded with Mrs. Doris Baddick at her home in Bonamine, Swansea, on the 15th of October 2013, as part of the HL-funded White Rock Digital Trails project. The project is part of the Connected Community series. The interviewers are Janet and Tudor Price.
He was 27. He worked in the copper works. And he was wheeling a barrow. And he dropped dead. 27.
Good gosh. Hard work.
Yeah, very hard work, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, where were you born, Mrs. Baddick?
I was born in Inkerman Street, down in St. Thomas.
St. Thomas, yes. And when was that?
1924.
And was your father from this area?
My father was from, he was born in Gloucester, in Lydney.
Right.
But he lived in Pentagony Road. His mother and father moved from there to Pentagony Road.
And did he work in the copper?
No, he worked on the railway.
Railway, yeah. And your mother, where was she from?
She was from, she was from Foxhall. She was born at the side of the River Tower. There was houses at the side of the River Tower. And she was born in one of those.
Yes.
But lived in, on Kilvey Road then when they took those down. See.
Right. So what was your maiden name?
Weaver.
Weaver. Weaver. And were you one of lots of children?
Three girls we were.
Three girls, yeah. So you started life in Inkerman Street?
Yes.
Right. So take me from there. So how old were you when you left there?
I went to Kilvey Terrace. And then my father was moved then to Llandudno. So we went to Llandudno to live for about a year. Then we came back then to the quarry houses.
Or the quarry, right, yeah, right.
Lads, Samlet, or whatever you call it. They were all called
White Rock. So where exactly would the quarry houses be?
Do you know where the... let me tell you now. The road goes down and up.
Yes.
Down... As you come up now, you turned round and you come up here.
Yes.
Well, just for there.
Right, right.
There.
So is that Samlet Row?
Samlet Row, yeah.
Samlet Row, yeah. So how many houses? Were there lots of houses?
Four. Only four, just four.
So what, can you describe the houses?
Well, it was just like little, in the terrace, you know.
Yeah.
Well, in a row they called it then. And they were ordinary houses, you know.
Yeah.
Two bedrooms, two rooms downstairs, two rooms upstairs.
Yeah. Bathroom, toilet?
Oh, nothing, no. Nothing. Nothing at all.
No. So that was outside?
That was, everything was outside then. Water, everything.
Yeah.
You had to go outside.
So, as you looked out of the front door, yeah, you were onto the road there, were you?
Yes.
And then across the road...
Then there was a, like, well, naturally, there was a wall. And behind that was part of the copper works.
Right, yeah. So did you go down, did you play down there or go down
as a
child? No,
no. We weren't allowed, well, my mother and father wouldn't, well, I didn't. My father died when he was 36.
Mm.
So it was only my mother keeping the three of us. And she wouldn't let us go outside to play.
No. So where did you go to school?
St. Thomas.
Yes. So that's the big building.
The big building, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's flats now, of course.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't realise.
Flats. And they built a new school. And they said that wasn't fit to live in.
So, did you go to chapel or church?
Yes, Kilvey.
Kilvey, so
yeah.
The parish church?
Yes.
Yeah. So were you Welsh speaking?
No.
No, no. Because your father obviously came from Gloucester.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So can you just describe your life as a child? What was it like? Was it?
Well, my mother worked. She had to work for us, you know. My father died when I was 11. And I had a sister then, 9, and a sister, 7. And my mother went to work.
What did she do?
Oh, well, you know, washing and housework, you know.
Yeah. So did she have any, she had a pension or an income?
Well, when my father died, she couldn't get a pension. She couldn't get, she was entitled to a pension, but she couldn't get it for a couple of weeks. Well, you know, we couldn't live on nothing. So she went to what they used to call then the panel. Right. And she borrowed the money, because once she had that pension, then she had to pay it back. So that's how much she had. 5 shillings for me and 3 shillings for each of my sisters and 10 shillings for herself. Mm. And that's how much she had to live on. And then she went out to work then for practically nothing, because they didn't pay a lot when... But she went washing on a Monday to Percy Morris, you know, the councillor.
Yes, heard the name.
And she was having 1 and 6 for that day.
So you went to Sunday school?
Yes.
Was there any sort of amusement for you as children? Or?
Well, we used to go to what we used to call the Band of Hope. That was down in Foxhall. See? Down by... did you know where the old church was down by there?
Canaan, yes.
Well, the Band of Hope was not far from there.
Yeah. And you went to school in St Thomas?
Yeah.
So how long were you there?
Till I was 15. And then I went to work in the printers down in Wine Street. You know, at the side of the old post office.
Right.
Green Dragon Lane.
I know, Green Dragon, yes, Green Dragon Lane, yes. So how did you travel to work?
In the bus.
Yeah.
Mostly walking, but, you know, when I could afford it, in the bus.
So how long were you in Sandwood Row?
Until I got married. I was 22 when I got married. And I lived there till then.
Yeah. And when was Dave? Now, Dave is slightly older than me, I think.
He's 65, David.
Oh, he's younger, he's younger.
He was 65 last... Oh, he's 66 next week, that's right.
Right. How many children did you have? Have you got...
Two, just David and my daughter.
Yes, okay. So... You went to work on the bus or walked. So did you ever have to cross the river? Other than on
yes,
the bus?
Yes, well, we had to cross the bridge.
The
down.
Bridge, yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever use, there was a ferry there?
No. Oh, we used to use the ferry. Excuse me. That was when we used to go to the Harvard.
Right.
But that was by else, down by the quarry houses. That was just down by there, that was. But you only used that if you needed to go to the Havon Sea. But otherwise...
So did lots of people use the ferry?
Well, it used to be years ago, of course, you know, because that was... Because there weren't many buses around then, see?
Yeah. So you'd come out from your house and cross the road...
Just down a little, and then over to the ferry.
Yeah. Can you
well, that was at the side of the copperworks, the ferry was, see?
Yeah. So can you remember going on the ferry?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What was that like?
All right, penny, it used to cost her to go to the ferry.
Yeah. So that would take you across to the Havod?
Yes.
So if you were going, was that if you were going to town or something? Or?
Well, if you wanted to go to town that way, you could go that way, see?
Yeah. So do you remember the people running the ferry?
Yes. Clark's name was Mr. Clark. I forget his other name now.
Yeah. So if you, because we've been looking at the ferry, all the photographs seem to suggest that people stood up. Can you remember that?
No.
No, no. So what do you remember about the works itself and the river?
Well, nothing much, you know, because we weren't associated with the works at all. We just let them carry on. I had auntie living there, were a cook down there, that's all I know. And
she was a cook at...
She was a cook down there.
In White Rock?
In the White Rock Ferry, yes.
Yeah. So, can you remember what the atmosphere was like? What was it, smoky, smelly? Was it...
Not really, no.
Because a lot of the work would have finished then, I think, perhaps.
Well, by the our houses, little... If I can find it now, it may be in there, I'll have a look. Our houses, there was an arch. Now, where the roads divided to come up here, like, and down into the where this was, there was an arch. And that arch, they used to take the rubbish from the works over up to the top of the hill. Right over the top of the arch, over the hill.
Yeah.
And they used to call them drams.
Right. So was that horse-drawn or...
No, horse? Oh, I don't know. I don't think it was... The men used to take it, I don't know.
No.
Really, I was... Because they took the arch down then, see, and when the copper works finished. And...
Right. So you don't... In terms of cleanliness or dirt and everything else, people say it was a very, you know, the atmosphere was... But everything was, I suppose.
I was young and I didn't take notice, but I didn't hear anybody grumbling.
It was the same for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. So, were there shops close by at Sanet Row?
No shops at all. No.
So if you wanted anything...
You had to go down as far as Pentagini Road. That was the further... There were the little sweet shops. There was one down in Foxhall Road, a little sweet shop. And the for groceries and things, you had to go down to... What, Cooper's used to be at the bottom of Windmill Terrace. And... Joyles and then the Stevens, the butchers and the post office, it should be done by there, see?
Mm-hmm. And were people poor, would you describe? Think you were poor?
Well, I couldn't go anywhere with the school because my mother couldn't afford it. But she kept us well. We never wanted for any food, and we were always dressed tidy. Mm.
So did you think that there were children around you who were poor?
Oh yes, very poor, very poor.
Well, what does very poor mean?
Well, they didn't have any shoes, you know, and they used to go to hardly barefooted going to school and things. Mm. You know.
So, how did those people manage? Did they just have to get by? Or?
Well, as I said, they had to go to what they used to call then the parish. See, it was a panel, but the parish they used to call it. See.
Yeah. So, if you or your sisters were ill, what would happen? Could you call a doctor?
Yes, you could call a doctor, and. Our doctor was at the top of, by Ashley Station. That's where our doctor was. Dr. Gailey. Mm-hmm. Our doctor was.
And you know, did you have to pay for that? Or did your mother
no,
have to pay?
I don't know. No. Yes, we had to pay for the doctor then. He used to come around the door. What to pay, yeah.
So, what, you had to pay weekly or monthly? Or?
Well, whenever they came, you know.
Yeah. And do you remember your mother paying rent for the house?
Yes. 8 shillings a week.
8 shillings a week. That was quite a lot.
Then? Yes.
When you compare it with the panel money she was getting, that was quite a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know who the landlords were?
Oh gosh, I can't remember the name of them now. They had a shop down in Portennant Road down there somewhere. I forget what their name was, though. My memory's gone away.
You're doing very well.
You're doing very well. So, I'm looking now. I can see 4 houses in Samlet Row in my mind. Can you tell me about the people who lived alongside you?
And Mrs. Hancock, who lived next door to me. And next door to her was Mrs. Needham. And the other side was Mrs. Davis.
And did they have big families?
Well, Mrs. Hancock had 4 children. Mrs. Needham had 3. And I don't know how many, the other one had 5, I think.
So they were very much the same as you?
Same, all
relative?
The Davises weren't up too much, but as I say, you know, that was their business.
Did they work in the copper works?
No. I never remember Mr. Hancock. I never remember him. But Mrs. Hancock used to work down the dock somewhere, she did. I forget what the name of the place. I used to know the place, name of the place and that too. And Mr. Needham used to work. Perhaps he was working in the copper works, I'm not sure.
Were you conscious that there was unemployment? Were you aware of...
Yeah, you know, you weren't very sure of your job then, see.
No. So, as children, where would you play?
Well, in the front of the house, there was a little space that we could play on that, you know. But my mother wouldn't allow us to go further afield than that, see.
When you look at the old maps near Samlet Row, there's a urinal.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
That, yes. Just that was up the same side of the house, just up the road.
So presumably that was for men coming...
From the works, yes.
Going up to Bonamine.
Yeah. Mm.
So as you grew up as a teenager, was there entertainment? Could you?
No, not really.
No cinema.
We used to go to the cinema, the Pictorial. Then it used to be down by the Midland.
Right.
No, by the Midland Station. It used to be by there. Then it went as the Scarlet Cinema. It changed its name then, and that's where we used to go, on a Wednesday night and a Saturday night. It used to be tuppence to go, but my mother couldn't afford to give us tuppence, because, the money wasn't enough, see, for 3 or 4 of us.
No. So, your father died when he was young?
Yes.
Was that an accident, or did he...
Well, he was gassed during the war. And, of course, he was never really fit, you know. He was... I got a photo in there. I can show you around.
Good.
And he was always ill, you know. But he went to work, nearly dying sometimes, you know.
So did you... Were you conscious of... Lots of family around you or not?
Yes, and we had a lot of family. My mother's family. My father's family we used to, associate with. But my mother's family was our family, like.
And what was her name? What was her
maiden name? Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah.
So they were Swansea people?
Yes.
Yes.
No, they were from Pembroke. Ah. Amroth.
Amroth?
Yes. Yeah.
So presumably came to Swansea for
came
work.
Came to Swansea for work, most
do you know, was that, you don't know if that was copper?
Now my grandfather was working the starting of the ICI.
Right.
So he used to work the other side of the river.
And where did he live?
He lived on Kilvey Road.
Did he use the ferry then?
Pardon?
Would he use the ferry?
Oh, yes. Well, that, yes, they'd have to use the ferry, see?
Yeah, yeah.
To go.
Yeah.
Very, that's a nuisance, that is.
It's a lovely sound.
So, when were you married, Mrs. Barrick?
1946.
So you were in Samlet Row during the war years?
Yes.
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 Can you, what can you tell us about that?
Oh, the war. Yeah, terrible it was. We used to... My grandmother was living on Talfin Road up here. And on a Sunday, we always used to come up to my grandmother's, you know. And... I was courted then, my husband, and we used to go for a walk after church. We'd go to church, then we'd go for a walk over to T. John, over that way. And one night we went there and there was a raid. Oh, I never forget it. Never, ever in my life forget it. The bombs was falling all around us. But luckily we managed to get home. And then they were all taken out of their houses because of the bombing and come to live with us down on the quarry houses.
Quite a squeeze.
Yeah, terrible it was.
Yeah.
As they say, the children today knows nothing. They wouldn't act like they do if they did.
No. So, you were aware of air raids?
Yes, very aware of air raids.
Yeah. So was anyone... Are you younger than your sisters or older?
No, I was the eldest. You were the eldest. My two sisters are dead.
Right. So, as far as the wartime is concerned, did life really... Life in Samlet Row was... Just went on?
Oh, yeah, it just went on, you know. You had to put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't dodge it at all, could you?
No. Right, okay. We'll take a break there and you can...
Me go to see my class.
Yes.
So I think I was entitled to give us something back. So instead of going to the army, then they put me in Conveiling, welding. As a welder.
Was that Jerry?
Jerry Cans.
Yeah. Mm. So what sort of shift did you work?
We worked day shift. Always day shift.
Yeah. So how did you get to Conveiling?
Over the boat.
That was the boat?
That was the boat, see?
Yeah. So that
well, the only other way was right around, you know. Well, I mean, you couldn't afford the bus fare then. So, well.
So, was it mostly women in Conveiling then, or?
Yes, mostly women then. Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember what you were paid?
Well, when I left, then I was supervisor. So I was paid £3.10 a week.
Right.
And God help, my mother said that, so when I got married, I had a bank book with £100 on.
Oh. So how did you meet your husband?
Oh, Well, my grandmother was living over there, and we used to go up there, and he was living here, because this was his grandfather's adventist house. So it had always been in the family. And I had a friend living up here, and we used to come around by the Jersey, and we used to meet a crowd of boys, and all that's how we met.
So, what was your husband's job?
Well, first of all, he was in the management. Then he went to the army. Then he went down the South Wales Transport. Then he went back to the management. Then he went over to John. Then he went to Addis. And then he went to the steelworks in Valindra, and that's where he was. He was there for 12 years. So, you know, and he was with the contractors a lot, building contractors. Well, they couldn't get jobs, you know, he had to go where you could. And he was never out of work, though, never, ever.
Good. So when you moved from Samlet Row, where did you go?
Up here. I got married down there, you know, when I was living there, and I came here. I've been living here now 67 years.
Oh, great. Oh, very good. This is a photograph.
Yeah.
Does that ring any bells?
No.
That you mentioned Mr. Clark, the ferryman. Well, that's George Clark.
Oh, George Clark. That's right. That was his name, George Clark.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. George Clark died in 1980, but...
Yeah, that's right.
And he was a good age.
But his father was before him, see?
Yes,
his father was before him.
And you remember his father?
Yes. Yeah, I remember him. Well, he lived in the quarry houses, see? They lived there.
So were they
before,
there?
They were there before we went there.
Right.
They were...
I
know the woman's name, that's Mrs. Screech.
Mrs. Screech.
That was the woman's name who owned the cottages.
Good, excellent.
Oh, Mrs. Screech.
And they had a newsagent shop down in Port Ennan, see?
Right.
Now, funny how things come back.
Have you ever heard of someone called Becky P? Rebecca P?
No.
There's a tale about a lady living in Samlet Row who collected urine for the copper works. Have you ever heard that story?
No.
Must be too far.
It's probably then, it's even though it's older than your generation, perhaps.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Clark, Olive Clark.
Olive Clark, yeah.
Now, do you remember Olive
Clark?
Yes,
Olive Clark, yeah. They lived in Grenville Park.
Right.
They lived, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew them well, Adwin. But of course, they're all dead now.
And do you remember a lady called Mrs. Rice?
Well, we had relations, Rices.
Ah, right. So where would that be? What side?
My mother's side. My mother's auntie was Mrs. Dobson, and she, her daughter, married a Mr. Rice.
Right. Well, that may be a connection then.
Yeah.
We've been looking at the... as you mentioned, the Clarks around the ferry.
Yes.
And before the Clarks, there was a family called Owens and Lycians. Very much a White Rock family. And there's a Mrs. Rice involved in that. So maybe we'll have a look and see whether there's a connection. You never know. Can you remember any celebrations in the street or...
Oh yeah, when you know, but that was up here. That was
right. Yeah. Well,
yes.
So when you came here, there would have been no housing.
No, not the fish shop or the what's name. Well, then there was a chemist across the road here.
Yeah.
But then when everything changed with the medical, of course they took that chemist down, which was a godsend to the people around here.
Yes.
But they couldn't do nothing about it.
So did you carry on working after you got married?
Yes.
When you were first married?
When I first married, I was back in the printers then, see.
Right.
They had to keep the job open for you by the time. So I went back to the printers. And then, of course, after I had David, then I didn't work then for a while.
No. And in terms of life around here, this would now be the late 40s.
Yes.
Was this a nice place to live? Was it a good place
to live? Good place to live. Quiet.
Yeah.
But not now.
But by the time the end of the 40s, the copper works has gone.
Had gone then, yes.
Yeah.
And there was a little fish shop across the road, there used to be, and that went then, and they built the big one then, see?
Mm.
And they said that big house over there, £12,000 it was, when it was built.
Yes. Do you remember how much you paid for this house?
I don't know.
No.
About 2000,
right.
Which was when it was built.
Mm.
But this house was frontage.
Right.
But then when my mother-in-law's sister got married, they built the back then and divided the house into two.
Ah, right. So two families living here.
Yeah, there's one next door.
Yeah. So did you have a bathroom here when you moved in?
No. They had a bedroom divided then. Because the biggest room, the bedrooms was as big as these rooms, you see, upstairs.
Because this is a bigger house than...
This is a bigger house than next door.
Yes. So, Dave would have gone to school locally here?
Cum school.
So, in terms of the sorts of family life that people had in those days, that's gone, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh. Why do you think that is?
Well, they live their own lives now, don't they?
Hmm. There are no chapels or churches?
Yes, there's a chapel. There's St. Margaret's up in Mansfield Road, and down in Cum, there's Cum Chapel.
Yeah.
I can offer you, you can have a cup of tea if you go make it yourself.
Would you like me to make you a
tea? I just had my breakfast before it's done. Thank you, honestly.
Okay.
But